A standard ingredient in dairy products like ice cream is carrageenan. It makes them taste richer and creamier. Now, a committee that sets the rules for the organic industry has voted to ban carrageenan, and food manufacturers are scrambling to find a replacement. NPR's Dan Charles has more.
Eric Osk first heard about the food ingredient that would become the focus of his professional life when he was in ninth grade.
Mr. Elslip, my biology teacher, he said to us one day, "How many of you have eaten seaweed?" And nobody raised their hand. And he says, "Well, how many of you have eaten ice cream?" And then we raise our hands. He says, "Well, then you have eaten seaweed."
Mr. Elslip was talking about carrageenan. He wasn't completely right. Carrageenan's not in all ice cream, but it's in some, and it does come from seaweed. It's an obscure food ingredient with a long history. A couple of centuries ago, people in Ireland or Brittany were already picking up a kind of seaweed called Irish moss.
They would just take it home, boil it usually in milk.
The boiling released the material that the plant's cell walls were made of, a molecule that didn't have much taste, but it thickened the milk and helped turn it into creamy pudding. This was carrageenan. Eric Osk now works for a company that does this on a global scale, the FMC Corporation. It buys seaweed from thousands of small farmers in Indonesia or the Philippines who grow it in the ocean.
They just do it right offshore from their houses.
FMC extracts the carrageenan, converts it into a cream-colored powder that looks like bread flour, and sells it to food manufacturers all over the world. And Lisa Pitka helps figure out how to use it. She's a food technologist with Matson, a company that works with lots of different food manufacturers, fine-tuning their recipes.
Very often I use carrageenan in beverages, high-protein beverages, extended shelf life beverages.
If those products sit on the shelf for a while, they can start looking lumpy and spoiled, or the various ingredients may separate. Things like cocoa powder can settle to the bottom. Carrageenan keeps the mixture bound together.
It helps to keep the product thick and creamy and the product from becoming unappealing to the consumer.
It's even used in infant formula and to help keep deli meat from falling apart when you slice it. In 10 years, from 2000 to 2010, global carrageenan use quintupled. But now there's a carrageenan backlash. A few scientists have reported that carrageenan has caused intestinal inflammation in laboratory animals. Hundreds of people have come forward to say their health problems, from migraines to intestinal issues, improved when they eliminated carrageenan from their diet. Activist groups have been campaigning to get food companies to stop using it. That evidence is disputed. Other scientists say they tried to confirm those laboratory results and failed. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the European Commission, and the World Health Organization all say they still believe carrageenan is safe. But Barbara Spisner, Vice President of Innovation at Matson, the food consultant, says their company is seeing the effects of the anti-carrageenan movement.
Clients in the natural channel or organic products, they're saying, let's formulate without carrageenan.
There are other approved additives you can use instead of carrageenan, she says. There's gelatin gum, locust bean gum, xanthan gum. But you sometimes have to combine several of them to do the same job, and they don't always work as well. She'd rather use carrageenan. Organic food companies, though, probably won't have a choice. A committee that sets the rules for the organic industry recently voted to ban carrageenan from organic food. If the U.S. Department of Agriculture adopts that recommendation, the ban could take effect within 2 years. Dan Charles, NPR News.